77 degrees. We've got clear skies this morning as we head into another hot and humid day, still under a heat advisory through Sunday evening here in Middle Tennessee. Today, we're expecting a high just below 100 degrees with a heat index just above 110. So very similar to yesterday. Good morning. I'm Nina Cardona. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 6:04. Tennessee's Department of Correction executed Anthony Darrell Hines yesterday morning, 4 decades after his conviction for the murder of Katherine Jean Jenkins. Jenkins was a maid at a Kingston Springs motel where Hines fatally stabbed her in March 1985. After the lethal injection, Melissa Jenkins spoke about the void left by her mother's murder.
One senseless act not only took her life, but forever changed the lives of the many family members and friends who were robbed of the chance to hug her, laugh with her, hear her stories, or see her beautiful smile again.
Tennessee's lethal injection protocol has faced persistent criticism, which was amplified by the botched execution of Tony Carruthers in May. Next month, Krista Pike is scheduled to become the first woman executed in the state since 1819. A legal challenge is attempting to block that and is one of several challenges to the state's protocol. A Nashville youth sports league is being investigated. A complaint alleges leaders failed to account for funds raised during a fund drive 2 years ago. The group, East Nashville Athletics, generated more than $100,000 for specific upgrades at Shelby Park, which is owned by Metro Nashville Parks Department. But a formal complaint filed with the state attorney general's office alleges that the group failed to fully account for the money. The organization sent donors a list where the contributions were earmarked, such as renovations to the infield and batting cages, a new scoreboard, and storage sheds. This group also claimed it had a landlord-tenant relationship with Metro Parks. However, a spokesperson with Metro Parks says the relationship is limited to maintenance and programming. That's not what the fundraising materials suggest. Although some improvements were made, the complaint says many of the promised projects do not appear complete. East Nashville Athletics was asked to produce records dating back 3 years to show how the donor funds were spent. The group missed an initial deadline. The Attorney General's office is giving ENA until the end of August. Attorneys for the organization say they are fully cooperating with the investigation. Nashville State-appointed Airport Authority is discussing deals to buy more land for the facility. The Nashville Business Journal reports 2 purchases of property totaling 33 acres were on the agenda for a committee meeting this week, and documents indicate the airport might also buy another 10 acres adjacent to the current facility. Why buy more land? Because airport officials want to have nonstop flights to Asia. Our current runways aren't long enough for the large planes that are used for such long flights. The documents also indicate possible expansion at Nashville's general aviation facility. A potential deal is in the works to buy 25 acres adjacent to the John C. Toon Airport. That land currently belongs to Tennessee State University.